Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Plyer is on line 7. Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm not going to play the audio of your interview with Carl Reiner.
Whatever you'd like.
I don't want to upset you or break your heart here, but I'm not ready to play it. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've talked to him how often?
A couple times a year since, 2014. I think we started off with a book that he wrote, because this is a guy that literally kept active until his last days. He was actually working on another book when we spoke back in April, and you know, he was a guy that just wanted to keep moving, and he told me at the end of every conversation, he was afraid of not being here, of not being a part of whatever was happening in this country and entertainment.
He was still busy on Twitter, for instance, 98 years old. So if you're just joining us, by the way, Carl Reiner has passed away. The American, here's his wiki. Comedian, actor, director, screenwriter, publisher, whose career spanned seven decades. During the early years of television comedy from 1950 to 57, he co-wrote and acted on Caesar's Hour and Your Show of Shows. And then the list goes on, his career with Steve Martin, etc. To me, he's always the guy that brought us the Dick Van Dyke Show and really discovered Mary Tyler Moore. Is that a fair description of him?
Yeah, he discovered Mary, but he also discovered Dick Van Dyke, really. I mean, they were really looking for someone to helm the show. He originally was the star of a show called Head of the Family, which was essentially the Dick Van Dyke Show. And Sheldon Leonard, who was a big producer at the time, said to him, you know what? I love the show. I love the writing. You're not the right guy to star in it. Go find somebody else. And he went out and found Dick Van Dyke and then corralled Maury Amsterdam and Rose Marie and then found Mary Tyler Moore to star in the show. So this was really a show that he wrote based on his experiences on Your Show shows, working with Neil Simon and Mel Brooks and working with Sid Caesar. But he based the show and his character on the show on Jackie Gleason. I thought it was always about Carl Reiner. And he said, no, you know, Carl was really great to work with. Jackie, from what I heard, was painful from some of my other writer friends. So I was really playing Jackie behind the scenes on his show.
Which makes him obnoxious then, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I didn't realize that. I wondered how he felt about being the butt of the series, the butt of the jokes.
He loved it. He loved it. He loved playing that role. And, he wrote, I mean, when you think about this, you know, they were doing 36 shows a season. So not like today where some of them are 10 episodes or 22 episodes. He wrote 39 episodes a season all by himself for those first few years. So, you know, it's such a timeless show, and I believe he intended it that way, to write it. You know, he didn't want politics in there. He didn't want really news items of the day. He just wanted it to be funny.
That's funny now that you mention it, because then I was watching one of the episodes this morning just before we came into the studio, and I thought, I think I'm going to end up doing a little bit more of that this week, just watching some old Dick Van Dyke shows. I'm not sure how I'm going to access them, but does our TV partner here run those shows? I don't know, but
but you could get them on Hulu. I think CBS runs them on Hulu.
They really are kind of timeless, and there's no sports jokes, there's no news jokes, there's no political jokes. It was just Rob. There was Rob and Laura, and then little Richie there. You know, and just it kind of silly. I mean, some of the jokes, like literally that they were writing in the writer's room where the three of them worked, were the kind of jokes we tell at 9:38 here. Dad jokes, just silly one-liners,
right.
And you just kind of laugh.
True.
But the shenanigans that they got themselves into was just kind of fun.
Timeless fun. And I think that's why that show stands up, even when you watch some other classic TV shows, although I love the I Love Lucy's and the Honeymooners and so forth. That one really does stand up because it's really just great comedy.
Reiner then went on. I mean, so he kept acting, he kept writing, he kept directing. He portrayed Saul Bloom in Ocean's 11. Yep. He was in Ocean's 12. He was in Ocean's 13, for crying out loud.
Yeah, yeah. And when we talked to him in April, you know, he was a guy also that his best friend was Mel Brooks. So when both their wives passed away, they decided that they were going to have dinner together every night. And I believe they did it really up until last week. I talked to Carl's manager this morning, and he said, you know, he was pretty much in decent shape and good shape until the last couple of days, and he went very quickly, which is certainly the way to go. But Mel would come over to the house even during the pandemic, and they would open up two 1960s metal TV trays, and whether they would order out, I swear, and whether they would order out or they would cook something at home, they would sit down and watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune together every single day for years.
I saw an interview with him late in his life. I'm not sure when it was. TMZ saw him walking down the street, and he said he was over the age of 90 now. And they said, what's the secret to life? What's your joy in life? And he said, my mind still works. I can still write. I can still think. He can still be funny. He says, and I can wake up every day and enjoy food. And I just thought, what simple pleasures are. But really, that's the essence of life, right? Be able to think, process, communicate, enjoy a nice meal. What more do you need when you're 90 years old, you know?
Yeah, he was behind the HBO special that aired a couple of years ago with a lot of, like, Norman Lear, Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks, all in their 90s. About, I think the documentary was called something like, you know, if you wake up and your name's not in the obituary, you can go have breakfast. And, you know, that's kind of how he lived his life. He just wanted to keep working and keep going. And as I said, he was doing through a company called Random Content, which is his. He would keep writing books like one or two a year, and that just kept his mind sharp and kept his mind going. Like I talked to him, as I said, 2.5 months ago. And he was sharp as a tack, and just so much fun to talk to. And his memory was like a steel trap.
You mentioned his wife. They were married for, what was it, 60 years, something like that? Well, that was her in the diner scene in When Harry Met Sally. Am I right?
Yeah, at Cat's Deli in New York, exactly.
The famous scene where she says...
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I'll have what she's having.
One of the great lines of all moviedom. He described himself as a Jewish atheist. He said, God didn't invent man. Man invented God because we need him. It's an interesting take on theology.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll let you go. But are you going to get a chance to salute him on the Sinatra Hours Sunday morning?
You know, I'm going to salute him. I'm filling in for Mr. Surratt, which he likes to be called, on Friday morning when I fill in for him. So we're going to play, I'm going to try to call together some of the best of his conversation, because he was just always so much fun, and I'd love to share a couple stories on Friday morning.
Dave Plyer, host of Sinatra Hours, Sunday mornings, and, of course, a regular around the radio. Nice to talk to you, Dave. Thanks for the heads up.
Thanks, John.